All right, Zach Erdem is joining us right now. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Bulldog. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are things over there in the Hamptons?
Hamptons is getting ready for the summer. We're excited. I'm sure you guys heard about that. I am super excited. My show coming on April 7th, and we have actually premiere tonight.
It premieres tonight?
It is. Yeah, we're doing the premiere party in the city with the all our cast members and some of our friends and some other good college workers and everyone.
All right. The show is that we're talking about. It's coming out on the 7th. It's called Serving the Hamptons. Now, you know, I'm aware of it and what it's all like, but I haven't been there. 75 Main. Is it 75 Main or Blue? Which is the restaurant you're featuring?
Lamar is my other restaurant, but 75 Main is the action. Where is all the action? Where is all the things are happening?
Right.
And is the that I actually started as a dishwasher, and now I grow up from this place. So since 2002,
yeah,
I step in this. Excuse me. Nope. I step in this door.
Yeah.
And since then, I fell in love with this place, and now today I own even the real estate.
So, all right, you got to tell the story, because I read your story. I read about you, and this place, 75 Main, looks incredible. Explain who is Zach Erdem for our listeners.
I'm from Turkey. I was born in Turkey, and I was 11 years old. I was going to mountain with my animals. I was a shepherd. My family decided, it was six brothers, and everyone had a different jobs. And my job was, I was kind of black sheep at home. Mm-hmm. So my mom decided to send me to ships every day. So the schedule was 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So she will be able to do the other stuff with my other brothers. But I was kind of black sheep, so she didn't want to be dealing with me all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy about it. So it was be myself and 200-300 sheep and calves and all kind of animals. It was my best friend. So we were going to mountain 7 a.m., 7 p.m. My mom used to put my food and stuff up my backpack, go to animals, come at 7 p.m., bring them home, and then milk them and all the stuff, and then go to sleep. So that's how my life started. And then I was 17 when I decided to really move out from the shepherd life to the serving in America, which actually the story started when I was 11 and by the railroad station, and I found this piece of paper. There was a New York City's picture on it. I had no clue what that picture was. It was in New York, but I didn't even know what the New York back then. I was a little kid. So all I liked it, I was living in the cave. So for me, seeing that building, it was extremely luxury and all stuff. So I'm like, whoa, I want to go here. This seems so cool. This seems really beautiful place. I kept that paper with me years, and until the paper died itself. And it was my goal to go there. Didn't even know what the goal was. But then when I get older, get more information about New York, find out more about New York, I started college, getting more information about New York, and I find out what New York is. I said, yes, this is where I want to be. And one day, I end up in NYC, staying, sleeping in the airport 2 days. That was my first place. I had no place to get out of from the airport. I was kind of scared. And in my life, I never seen Chinese people. I never seen black people. I never seen any kind of... So the little kid comes from the small village, only has four houses or just like caves or what you call in the mountain. No electric, no any TV or anything. So you're basically living the life natural and you don't see the world. So all you need to do is find out yourself how you want to live your life, how you want to be or no. So basically my life is very difficult condition.
Your story is amazing. I mean, I don't know if have you ever anybody talked to you about doing a. I mean, I know you're doing the TV show, but has anybody ever talked to you about your writing a book or a story about you, like a move, like a real documentary?
That will probably be my next move. But first thing, I want people to watch this show. It is a show that people are gonna learn about me and my life and my businesses. I think will inspire a lot of people. Our show is very natural, the real people. We didn't fake or anything. We didn't make any crime to get more view stuff. I think it's going to inspire a lot of American kids, not just Americans, probably people around the world. interesting touch on it, but I really want people to watch, sit down, enjoy this, and learn something from the one shepherd coming from out of nowhere and being in the Hamptons, one of the world's most exclusive place.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, but the people who is lucky to come here and see this beautiful life in the Hamptons that we're here. And I'm in the center of this action.
I mean, you talk about the Hamptons, the hot spot for everybody in the summertime, and Zach is in the center of all this. He is it, man.
I'm close to 300 people, and this is really own a couple of restaurants, nightclubs, and boutique hotels. Anything comes in, I will be the first one jump on the deals. When you're young, you're hungry, you want it, you want it more and more. So what makes me so proud, I'm able to pay my people, because those people are waiting for me. They have the kids, they have the family. That makes me more happier than anything else. I'm responsible to 300 people, and they have families, they have kids going to school. It makes me so proud.
You should be proud. You really should. So give the people a little insight. Serving the Hamptons, what is this show about? It's a reality show, right?
This show is different than most of the shows that you will see in the all over the TVs. This show is like this: some kid comes from out of nowhere, comes into America, makes his dream, and my steps, how I made it.
This is the story of you. I thought it was just I thought it was cameras in the restaurant showing the servers.
That's another part too. There's the cameras in the restaurant, but there is how it started, how it came up to this point. So people going to learn about me, my restaurants, of course, the cameras all over the restaurant, and the staff house, which is, you hire, as I said, to 300 people, and you get staff all around the country, and these people don't never met before. They all here just the one reason, to make money, have a good summer. Yeah. So you put those kids in this house, you rent a beautiful house, you can charge the rent, of course it's free.
Yeah.
And these people, works hard. In the end, they need the fun too. So what they do, they go to my clubs, which I usually ban them. I usually ban my own staff to go to my nightclub because they don't show up the next day to the work. Every Saturday night, then I'm going to my club. And then Sunday, you see the Sunday brunch, we open at 7 o'clock in the morning, you have no people on there, you're no bartender. Where are the people? Well, they were in the club last night, of course. So then I ban all my own staff going to my clubs. And then Saturday night, they are allowed to go down to a certain time, but you can't be down to 4 or 5 a.m. while you have the shift in the morning.
Right.
This is all the big dramas. Like, in the end, you can't stop people having fun.
No.
This is happening in the house. They go to staff house, they fight, they get crazy. In the end, all I received is bills from the landlords and stuff. You break this, you break that, your people doing this. I mean, house rules that we put it up on the first day before they moved in. I do this every year, so I'm a very professional on that. The rules are, never going to be. Like, people going to destroy the rules in the first week. And you've seen it. And yeah, you can't do anything about it because you need these people. Hamptons is so tough to get a staff. Once you have it, you have to keep them happy. How you keep them happy? Give them what they want. Give them house. Of course, you pay them well too.
Yeah.
Only reason I keep staff, I pay more than anyone else.
Wow.
To make sure these people are happy, they stay in my business. So I don't have to go have a heart attack when my president comes to my restaurant or my celebrity client comes to my restaurant that I don't have any server or people to serve these people. So make sure I have the good people and train them well, and I will have a good summer like everyone else.
Well, I can't wait to see this show. It sounds like it's going to be awesome. Serving the Hamptons. That's the show. Discovery Plus. Thursday, this thing stops. And like I said, Zach, your story is an inspiration to everybody. It's a great story. It really is.
Please watch my show. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I will watch your show. Okay. Thanks, Zach. Take care. Zach Erdem. Thank you. He's the guy. I'm not a Hamptons guy. I've never been.
Do you have a desire to go?
No.